Mom, that's too long. Hem lines are short this year. Still too long. Keep going.
Laura, are there gonna be boys at this party?
Of course.
Perfect.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say, is even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls, 'cause all I see is a tower of dreams.
Oh, it was a nightmare. I lost two waitresses. Gladys quit, and I had to fire Loretta.
Loretta?
Yeah, she was stealing food. Went to hug her goodnight, and a ham fell out of her dress.
You sure look wiped out.
Oh, girl, I am. You know, I don't know if I can last until I can hire new help.
Well, that's no problem, Aunt Rachel. I can work a few nights.
Oh, Laura, thank you. You're a lifesaver. Oh. I tell you, my feet ache, my back is sore, my head is throbbing.
You, Rachel, I can help out, too.
But it's not that bad.
No, well, I can start tomorrow. His car's poker night, and I'd be thrilled to get out of the house.
No, really, Harriet, it's not necessary.
Rachel, are you trying to say you don't want my help?
I'm not trying to say it. I said it.
Why?
Harriet, we don't work well together.
What do you mean?
You can be abrasive, Harriet. You know, whenever there's a disagreement, you just have a tendency to be rather blunt and harsh.
Now, Rachel, I'm going to be your new waitress. I don't want to hear another thing about it. Discussion closed.
Great. I hired Harriet the Hun.
Yellow. Poker Central. McCormick, where are you? You're holding up the game. Say what? Hold on a sec. Hey, guys, McCormick's wife just went into labor.
Wow.
He wants to know if he should come here or go to the hospital first.
How far apart are the contractions?
Oh. McCormick, go to the hospital. Good luck and congratulations. Well, we're down to four players.
Four makes a lousy game. We gotta find somebody else.
Who are we gonna get on short notice?
Hey, I'm desperate. I'll take anyone.
Hello, there I am. Hey, what you playing, big guy? Canasta? Animal Rummy? Crazy Eights?
No, Steve. It's poker.
You wanna join us?
Ah, no can do, Lou. I came for the beauteous Laura.
Well, Laura isn't here. She and Harriet went to help out at Rachel's place tonight.
Oh, pity, pity, pity. And thought she might enjoy watching me buy my new accordion. I finally saved up enough to buy the pearl inlaid Morris Pelasgic Poker Panther.
Well, she'll be sorry she missed you.
Dab, 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 dab. How much you got there?
$327.
Sit down.
Poker.
Sit down!
Hey, guys, wait a minute. He's just a kid. Let's not take advantage.
Relax, Winslow. It's just a fun, friendly game.
Right. Ooh, a bunch of guys shuffling the 52s, talking sports and skirts, eh? I.e. male bonding.
All that and more.
Well, if it's just for fun, count me in, amigos. Now, how does this work?
Well, first you gotta buy some chips.
Okay. Oh, red, white, and blue. I didn't know poker was so patriotic.
Sergeant George Randolph.
Oh, Steve Urkel, put her there.
Fred Yamano.
Steve Urkel, put her there. Yo cosa America, Igor, yo curia en su marima. Namaze, cana y tabarechimino.
What do you say?
But you don't speak the emperor's language?
No, I was born in Omaha.
Hey, a Cornhusker! There is no place like Nebraska. Here on Nebraska, you, where the girls are the fairest and the boys are the squarest.
A 25-cent tip. I can take that Hawaiian vacation now.
Somebody pick up this book. What do you think? I'm cooking for practice here.
Harriet.
Uh-huh.
Did you rearrange the storeroom?
Yep. Now everything is where it should be.
But Harriet, it took me months to organize it just the way I wanted it.
It was all wrong. My way is much more practical.
Oh, really? Then why did you put the mayonnaise and pickles under J?
Because they're in jars.
Then why is a jar of jelly under S?
Because it's strawberry. Harriet, Rachel, you're the owner and you can stand and do nothing. But me, I've got hash to sling.
Wait a minute. We don't serve hash.
We do now.
Four possible straight. Steve takes a seven.
Oh, yeah, poker face.
Eight. No help. I damn scrape. Then it takes a five. Pair showing. Yellow takes a jack. No apparent help.
Your bet, kid.
Bet!
Betting one simoleon.
Oh. El Fodo.
I make it two.
I'm out.
Call.
Well, as Sir Edmund Hillary used to say, this is getting pretty steep. Oh, but what the heck I'm in.
Last card. Down and dirty.
Wow, Nellie, I'll be free of homeless, no? Oh, I get everything I got.
You don't scare me, kid.
Yeah.
I call.
Too rich for my blood.
What do you got?
Three tens and two sevens.
Ooh. Whoa.
What's that again, big guy? A crowded condo?
A full house.
Oh, yeah. What do you got?
Oh, I only have two pairs.
I win!
Wait. Two pairs. Of fives.
Ooh.
I win.
Yes!
Excuse me.
Look, dude.
That wasn't very nice of you to let me think I won.
No, but it was pretty funny.
Well, as the Ming vase said after it fell off the Sears Tower, I'm broke. So, if you'll just give me my money back, I'll skedaddle. Uh-oh.
You expect us to give you your money back?
Well, sure, you said it was just a friendly game, you know, guys having fun.
Yeah, the more money I win, the more fun I have.
Hey, but I need that money for crying out loud.
Well, sir, Steve is new to the game. He didn't know we were playing for keeps.
He knows now.
But under the circumstances, I think that we should give him his money back, Lieutenant.
Butt out, Sergeant.
Whoa! becoming obvious to me that the things Carl says about you behind your back are true.
He's delirious, sir. It's the cheese puffs talking.
You sir are a cabbage head.
Steve.
Well, they had it coming, Carl.
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but I've got all your money.
Steve, I'm going to give you your money back.
Well, gee, why are you going to do that?
Well, because you didn't know the rules and you're a guest in my house and I feel responsible. So, there you go.
Gee, thanks, big guy. You really are my friend.
Okay, don't get crazed. Now go buy your accordion, take my money before I realize what I'm doing.
Nice thing.
No, sir. Not until I wipe the smirk off this flatfoot's face.
You're coming back for more?
Oh, you bet your sweet Billy Club.
Steve, don't do this.
Well, why not?
Because now you'll be losing my money.
Well, that's a risk I'm willing to take. Gents, Billy up to the table. It's time to play some cutthroat poker. Oh.
My aunt owns a place and my sister works here. My mom helps out.
That's one of the reasons why I like you so much, Eddie. Family's important to you.
Yes. Yes, it is, Lisa. My family is warm and emotional, and that's what I get it from.
Harriet, I cannot believe you. How could you talk to the cook like that?
I just asked Ramon a simple question. Is this blackened chicken, or did you burn it again?
Who are those people?
I never seen them before in my life. Let's go get Chinese, huh?
Hey, Big Mouth. I'm going back to the truck stop where Ramon is loved.
Laura, go talk to Ramon. Give him the usual speech.
He's an artist. We love him. He's a Michelangelo meatloaf.
Big mistake. If Ramon's ego was any bigger, he wouldn't fit in the kitchen.
I heard that. And I'm refusing to take any insults from a lousy biscuit shooter. Either she goes or I go.
Well, in that case, pick up your paycheck and hit the road, Jack!
You're firing my cook?
Well, somebody's got to do it.
Oh, wait, just a minute, honey. Let's get something straight here. Look at that sign. Does that sign say Harriet's Place? No. It says Rachel's Place.
What are you hinting at?
I am hinting that you can pick up your paycheck and hit the road, Jack.
You're firing me?
Yeah, that's right. You're fired.
Evening, miss. You got a table for 35?
You're hired.
I'll bet one.
Your hot streak is over, kid. I make it 5.
I call.
This Cornhusker's no fool.
You're 5. And bump it.
How much?
10 more, dude.
I'm out.
You don't even have a pair showing. Not a possible straight or a flush. You're bluffing, kid.
Yeah, those flapping lips are keeping me cool, but you're wasting my time.
You're 10. And another 20.
Too rich for my blood.
Well, it's just you and me, nerd. Put up or shut up.
All right, copper. I'll put up. I'll put up everything I've got.
Everything?
Everything. The whole kit and caboodle.
But, Steve, what are you doing? That's over $200.
I know.
I don't have that much.
my grandma once said when she overcooked her noogies. Tough noogies.
Wait. This watch is worth over $300. Captain gave it to me for breaking up an illegal gambling ring.
Acceptable.
But, Lieutenant, you love that watch. That's the watch you refused to sell when your mother needed that operation. I know. But this is poker.
What you got?
A flush. Diamonds are a cop's best friend.
Oh, and all I have is two pair.
Wow. Yes! Whoa. I win!
Two pair of tens. Four tens.
Four tens?
Four tens. You lose.
Four tens?
You lose.
Four tens?
You lose. You see, any way you say it, you lose.
I never knew the restaurant business could be so hard on the hooves.
Yeah, but the tips make up for it.
Oh, yes. A nice smile and a cheery attitude, and you will go home with your pockets full. How'd you do tonight, Laura?
$38.
All right.
How about you, Mom? Mom?
$4.13. And a half a stick of chewing gum.
Laura, honey, would you mind going back there and giving Ramon his usual goodnight pep talk?
You're a genius, you're a god, you saved our butts again.
Oh, boy. Rachel.
Yeah?
I owe you an apology.
Yes, you do.
This is your restaurant, and you should run it with no interference from me. And you know what?
What?
You're really good at it.
You really think so?
Never seen anything like it. A few minutes ago, this place was a madhouse. But you were calm, cool, and in control. You dealt with a hungry mob, a crazy cook, and a big-mouth, pushy sister who thinks she knows everything.
Wait a minute. A compliment from you? What's the catch?
No catch. You know, Rachel, as far back as I can remember, I've always been the big sister looking out for my little sister. But somewhere along the line, you started looking out for yourself. Yourself. I'm proud of you, Rachel.
I'm just lucky I had a big sister who taught me how to look out for myself. Myself. Thank you for always being there for me. I couldn't have a better sister.
Rachel.
Four tens.
Lieutenant. It's late. Don't you think we better call it a night?
Yeah.
Sure.
Four tens.
Hey, Lou.
Yeah?
You forgot something.
What's this for?
Well, unlike you, I play for fun.
I really get to keep this?
Well, as Lady Chatterley said to all of her lovers, sure, why not?
You're all right, kid.
That was nice, Steve. Real classy.
Oh, thanks, big guy.
But you know what would be even classier?
What?
If you give me my money back.
Oh, sure, it's right here.
Well, thanks, Steve.
Hey, and listen. Now, I'm gonna give up gambling. But before I do, how about one last wager?
What do you got in mind?
Well, we cut the deck. If I get the high card, I can come over here anytime I want.
What do I get if I get the high card?
I stay away for a month.
6 months.
You're on.
Deuce, you win.
All right! Ain't no hard feelings, big guy.
Nah, fair is fair, Steve.